remember not being able to hold on to the boat anymore, and then I seen a few silhouettes kind of running past up on the edge of the canal, and yeah, just next thing I know, I was out of the water, and there was these guys bear hugging me, just trying to keep me warm, and yeah, well, the ambulance arrived then, and later in the I went straight to intensive care, but later in the hospital, like the nurse told me that some Dutch fella had dived in and lifted me out, and then he did mouth-to-mouth procedure, and yeah, brought me back to life, basically.
Gosh, so you were gone?
Yeah, it's quite hard to believe, actually. But
so not a nice thought. Was it dark?
Yeah, it was about 1 a.m. Me more was I can't believe that the coldness would get
state then.
But, to me, I don't know how far down it was to attempted murder as opposed to checked out. But yeah, at that point I was underwater. To me, I don't know how far down it was because the next day I wanted to find the guy, but my flight was leaving that night, and I only got checked out of intensive care. It was around dinner time, and then I had to go to the police and make a statement, and then the police wanted me to change my statement to attempted murder as opposed to a mugging, and I just kind of felt that, you know, I didn't feel like he was trying to kill me, you know. Although he pushed me in, I think it was more he was a bit of shock that I was defending myself, and it was maybe his defense mechanism as well. But you know, I guess if he's in the frame of mind that he needs to mug people, then he's probably I'm probably a lot better off than him. Like, so